SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve, and there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Pravin Sanford. Pravin came to the United States from Dominica, an independent island in the Caribbean. In his late teens, Pravin ran a business, cultivating acres of fruiting trees and selling the produce to hucksters. You'll hear him describe Dominica, his early business, and how he came to Pittsburgh. Here's Pravin's story.
My name is Pravin Sanford. I am 32, and I'm from Dominica, down there in the Caribbean, West Indies. It's 290 square miles. I was raised in the Carib territory. Dominica is an independent island. There's a reservation for the Carib people, and I'm part of that tribe. The country I grew up, it's rainforest. It's really beautiful. I live about 5 to 10 minutes walk from the ocean. Nice wind, you always have a breeze. It's never too hot. You get some fruits in there. You got everything green. You got the basket weaving going on. You got so many students running around, kids playing hopscotch, going to school, who's going to go pick fruits and stuff like that, going swimming almost every day in the rivers. There is 365 rivers on the island, one for each day of the year. We call it more when it rains. It's a beautiful island, really, really all about nature down there. An experience I had growing up was getting up in the morning really early and going out fishing with my dad, just going out and he's showing me different stuff in the ocean, seeing the island just in the clouds and pointing out directions without having a compass or without having a navigation tool, but just him knowing where the points are and what you have to look for so you can always find your way home in that area from the ocean. When I was growing up in my teens and into my early 20s, I had an acre of plantains, a half acre of sweet potatoes, a whole acre of dashin, a quarter acre of avocados, and a pineapple and other stuff going up. So I grew most of my food, and I used to sell a lot of my food as well. Every weekend, you used to have agro people, we call them hucksters. They take the produce and take it to another island. I used to have about 20-something bags of dashin, like 15 hands of plantains, and then ginger and all that stuff, and then put it by the roadside. They would stop, they would wait, and then put it on a scale, and then pay me, and then go about their business. That's how I make my money. And then they'll always give you a reject part of it that they don't want, and then use that as food. An organization called Visions International. I travel a lot. We take teenagers to do projects around the world. There's foods in different sites. In the Caribbean territory, there is a site there. That's how I got connected with them. When you go into college, I think you need community service to help your grade. So they take that community service with Visions. They come down. They stay a whole month down there. They build anything from churches, reading programs, schools, playgrounds, cricket fields. They help out elderlies. And also, in the meantime, while they're doing all that work, they get to explore the island. That's the benefit of coming down. I met my wife working for Visions International. I kept meeting her over and over. And then we, as a unit, decided to come up here in the States and leave. And so that's why I'm up here. It's an opportunity to be up here in the States. Back at home, it's really, really nice. And sometimes when our students come down to visit the island, they always say, what are you doing up in the States? Why are you trying to go up to the States? Down back at home, it's really, really beautiful. You own everything. You don't buy it. It's there. You want it. You go make it happen. But there is not a lot of opportunity for work because everybody does the same thing. Like me, I'm a general contractor. I do all kind of work, tiling, framing, drywalling, whatever it is. Back down there, everybody does the same thing. So nobody's going to hire somebody else to do the job that they already can do. There's not much chance to make a lot of money down there. First impression of America, it was everything is double the size. It's big. It's just big, and it's a lot of choices you got to make. I'll tell you a first experience I had. I went to a Giant Eagle to buy toothpaste. Walking to the store, went into the aisle, and there were like over 24 choices to choose from. I looked at all of them, and there was none of them that I recognized, and I left the store with none because I was just there was too much stuff to go through. You got to go for each one and see what it is, and I didn't get anything. Favorite aspects in the U.S. is, I think it's just the opportunities to learn more about different culture and see how they live and see how they get about their life.
This episode is based on an interview conducted by Brock and Eva from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.